Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Converse Rubber Tracks, a state-of-the-art recording studio in Brooklyn, New York. If you are in a band in the area, it's completely free to use for any band for an entire day. You get a professional producer, and you get a full track for free. And Converse Rubber Tracks recently teamed up with our good friends in Metal Sucks to give four unsigned bands this opportunity and the opportunity to get some exposure on Metal Sucks. And you can check out the tracks from those bands by searching Converse Rubber Tracks at MetalSucks.net. And if you want to learn more about how your band can sign up for a session of Rubber Tracks, just head over to Converse.com/Rubber Tracks.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Darren went to Maine this week, but he didn't eat any lobster. That's as crazy as Rob going to Texas and not having ribs. Or Noah going to Israel and not drinking the blood of a Palestinian infant. Or Sid going anywhere. Here's the show.
Sid did go somewhere. He's not here today. Where is he? At a wedding, right?
I believe he is at a wedding this week.
So
I bet he's so crabby right now.
But if there's crab cakes, I'm sure he's not crabby.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
I'm sure there are no crab cakes.
You don't know. You don't know.
I just have a feeling.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out. Maybe we can get Sid on the line to confirm or deny the existence of some crab cakes. It's the Metal Injection Livecast, episode 269.
Oh, maybe he can live vlog the wedding and we can hear what's
going
on.
Oh, yeah.
We should get him to object to the wedding when they get to that part.
I think his wife will tell him.
I don't know. I just don't want them to get married. I don't want anyone to be happy but me. How's my Sid impression?
I believe it.
That didn't sound like Sid at all.
Oh, yes, it did.
I don't want anyone to be happy but me.
What?
That's like Latka.
I don't want anyone to be happy but me.
Thank you very much.
My way of doing an impression is doing the anti-impression by going so far away.
That it makes mine sound good.
Yeah.
Thank you. We do have a mashup that was sent to us of Sid saying different things.
Of course, the week he's not here.
Well, it's good. It's sort of like filling in.
That means he'll have to listen to the show in order to hear it.
Yeah. I want to. Before we do that, I want to just bring up also that in about 20 minutes, a little under 20 minutes, we're going to have Phil Landfill,
right,
his name, from Cannabis Corpse and Iron Reagan calling in. I'm sure we'll talk about wrestling a bunch. And, so let's hear this mashup.
Yeah, this is from Ross Gnarly, the great Ross Gnarly, and this is called...
Oh, it's been a while.
Turn Down for Sid.
Turn Down for Sid. People's foreskin was getting stolen.
Murder.
I spit applesauce on his watching.
Murder.
Like, listen, man, I've got this whole baby fucker thing figured out.
It sort of is granny porn.
Murder.
You set that studio on fire.
Turn it down for Sid!
People meet.
Gotta let them nuts hang.
Give me a retry.
Turn down for Sid!
I look like a shitty angel.
Give me the meat.
I poop so much.
Turn down for Sid!
This is like that awkward moment when you're done getting your dick sucked at the glory hole.
Turn down for Sid!
I'll blow you for $10. My tentacles are everywhere.
Turn down for Sid!
I'll have the salad.
Later.
It pleased my suck palate.
Later.
Just give me dudes, please.
Later.
Nobody would fucking age me.
Later.
Pulling back the meat curtain.
Later.
Stop screaming, I'm trying to jerk off in here.
Later.
Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
Later.
Yeah, you know what, I'm on board fucking chips, so I like to fuck little boys. You're louder than the friggin' Asian BBW porn.
Later.
Black people meet.
You set that studio on fire.
Turn it down for Sid!
Wow.
Fantastic.
That was great.
Turn Down for Sid.
It was beautiful.
Better than the real song.
There is.
Anything plus Sid really is better. Unfortunately, he's not here today.
Yeah,
but that was your Sid for the day.
That was more than enough Sid that you needed.
As far as I'm concerned. That was a great way to experience Sid.
And there were no anti-Rob clips in that. He says a lot of anti-Rob things. I was surprised.
Especially lately.
Yeah, he's very angry at
Seriously,
Rob.
What's his beef?
I don't know.
What's his problem? Sometimes I feel very attacked.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, I did go to Maine, but I did not eat any lobster.
Why didn't you have any lobster?
I don't like lobster. You got a problem?
What about lobster? What about lobster tail? It's
no.
Just the tail.
No.
You don't have to do, like, any work.
I don't eat any seafood.
Wait, I have a
no
question.
No fish at all? Or just, like,
no
crustaceans
fish.
You don't like?
No
Rob,
fish.
Does the tail of the lobster taste different than the rest of the lobster?
It's, like, the meatiest part of the lobster. Like, all
but
the
it
other...
tastes the same.
Sort of, yeah. Like, there's kind of, like, the stomach of the lobster, which is just, like, it doesn't taste like what you would normally assume fish tastes like. But everything else, yeah, it tastes pretty much the same. But the tail has the most meat of any part of the lobster.
Mm. So the tail is, like, the least effort required when eating a lobster.
Basically, yeah. The tail is, the tail is the filet mignon of the lobster, sort of. It's, like, the most prized part of it.
I just don't want to eat anything that smells like an unwashed bukkake, basically.
It doesn't smell. If it smells like an unwashed bukkake, then it's been sitting around for way too long.
I don't know. I just
it
get that.
Smell that way.
I get that fish. Obviously, if it's bad, it smells worse. But I feel like there's a fishy taste to it, even though it's clean and fresh.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. It tastes so good. I just look past it. And typically, it shouldn't. There normally shouldn't be that taste that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It does happen, especially if I get from, like, the fish store, I feel.
So David Otunga is in the chat. I heard he send you some correspondence.
Yeah, like, I got a lawsuit.
Why?
Via email.
Who's David Otunga?
David Otunga is, he's married to Jennifer, what's her name, from American Idol?
Lopez.
Not Garner.
Hudson.
Yes, and he is actually a Harvard-graduated lawyer and a pro wrestler, although he hasn't been on wrestling in a while. Anyway, so David Otunga sent a letter to Robert Ganapasbani, which is not my middle name.
It's not?
It's your uncle's name.
From the offices of Goldberg and Goldman. Actually, this email has a confidentiality clause at the very beginning of it. So I'm technically breaking the law.
Oh, are you sure you want to go through with this?
by writing about it. But within the email, he says, my client called into the Metal Injection livecast and spoke with the host, Robert Pasbani, Darren Delgado, Noah Avior, and Charlie Brown.
That was actually Sid, not Charlie Brown. Just so
and
you know.
And he provided the hosts with, at the time, unknown knowledge to them, details regarding the latest Limp Bizkit single entitled Endless Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently I posted about it the following day, and I didn't give him any credit for it his client. And his client seeks 50% of all ad revenue, but ad is spelled ADD, so like addition revenue.
Right.
Sure, generated from the Endless Slaughter news article. 50% of all ad revenue generated from previous and future Limp Bizkit-related news posts, and 2% of all ad revenue generated from all of Metal Injection and its affiliates, including GearGods.net, our new gear website.
We'll be sending you a shiny new Sacagawea dollar in the mail any day now.
A whole dollar?
It's Limp Bizkit. I mean, what do you want?
A $2 bill. Right.
Rob, when you're done smoking that dube, can you tell the audience how much ad revenue is generated by Limp Bizkit?
Surprisingly, a significant amount, which is why we still write about them. Hmm. It's easy to get people to read a Limp Bizkit story.
I thought it was funnier when it was a Sacagawea dollar, but
yeah. You are funny.
This is now the Rob Smoking Weed cast, just letting you know.
Thank you, Darren. You took over very well. I passed it. Now it's the Noah Smoking Weed cast.
I've heard that's what we're going to be talking to Phil about. Is that on the agenda?
Oh, yes. Well, he's in a band called Cannabis Corpse.
That's why it's okay to smoke weed before we talk to him.
Yes, usually I don't get high until after
the
interview.
Yeah, usually we wait
a little
until
behind
after.
The scenes information.
So we don't forget who we're talking to.
Also, a nice touch by David Otunga is his signature is in Comic Sans, bold and italic, which makes it look even worse.
Wow. Hard to
Darren,
believe.
You're already yawning. We're about 10 minutes into the show. You're already over it.
Oh, you could have not called attention to that.
Oh, but that wouldn't be funny.
I got about 2 hours sleep. Not really. I just worked really hard this morning.
Oh.
Yes, my body's in a lot of pain.
A little soreness.
Not as bad as the guy that got hit by that fucking race car, though.
Yeah.
So explain this. What happened?
Two guys were in a race, a car race, one of them tapped the other one and caused him to sideswipe. And he got out of the fucking car and goes to address the guy that hit him, and he's going like 110 miles an hour, and he gets hit and dies.
Yeah.
So a guy gets hit by another guy, and the initial guy gets so pissed he has to get out of the car and bitch.
Yeah, like, and just like, well, he was just standing by the side of the track yelling and screaming with his hands up. And when Tony Stewart came back around, rather than avoid him, he kind of drove into him a little and then swerved back.
Mm-hmm.
So, allegedly. I mean, they were both wrong.
They were both wrong, but I mean, one guy's more wrong. I mean, come on.
Oh, of course. I mean,
you get out of the fucking car.
Someone's dead.
He didn't just get out of the car. He gets out of the car and starts fucking pointing.
Yeah.
Like basically, you can't hear what he's saying, but it's like, you piece of shit, you hit me. Like, he's pointing at the guy's car. What do you think he's going to do? Like, pull over and get out and have an argument with you?
I don't know.
He's trying to win a race. Oh.
Oh, wait. Someone is saying, you can hear the motor rev just before the car hits the driver.
I read online that the motor revving is other cars passing by, and that wasn't him. He didn't intentionally. I think I watched the video like 3 times while we were sitting here.
Are you
ready.
Traumatically?
Well, it was hard to watch, but I mean, I feel like it pretty much exonerates him from anything. I don't think he intentionally hit the guy. I mean, the guy's running at his car, basically.
Yeah. There's nowhere to for that his car to go.
And Todd Pettengill, formerly of the WWF, says apparently, though, it's common for guys to get on the track and in people's faces and stuff. I can't believe that.
What?
I don't follow any of this shit.
Me either.
I can't believe that people regularly are stupid enough to get out of a car when there's like 8 or 10 cars on a track going 150 miles an hour at them.
Oh, Todd Pettengill in our chat. I thought you meant that like Todd Pettengill is reporting on this on like WTLW.
He's reporting on it in our chat. He's in the chat. Don't you see him?
Yeah, I see Todd Pettengill in the chat.
I certainly believe it's him because he wouldn't have anything else to do. He says he'd prefer to be known as Todd, formerly of Scott and Todd, in the morning. Todd Pettengill, you may know him from the WWF, but he also hosted
WTLJ, that was it.
Yes, he hosted a horrible morning show here in New York with another douchebag.
Oh, he did?
And like for up until very recently, I feel. Because I would constantly see billboards. Like anytime you go onto the Jersey Turnpike through the tunnel, there's a giant billboard with like him with like bleach blonde hair trying to look like he's still 15.
Meanwhile, and the other guy, Scott Shannon, who's like 75 years old with his lined face.
Yeah.
And looking like a tree in the
forest. I think Scott Shannon might have retired and Todd Pettengill.
Shannon's
back
on
the air.
He's on 101 CBS FM. He's like doing Cousin Brucey's job now.
Wow.
And he's like a typical, I don't know if anyone cares about this, but he's like a New York kind of like typical DJ voice. You know, hey, baby, how you doing, baby? Scott Shannon in the morning with y'all. You know, that kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
We're playing the oldies.
Okay, so Todd Pettengill's still on the air in WPLJ in the morning.
60s, 70s, 80s, and today.
That's crazy. Everyone can keep a radio gig, but this guy.
The Supremes coming up in the next hour. We got that great song. Hey, did you hear about the race car guy that got run over? How stupid is that? Anyway, what's the weather now outside? Let me look out the window here. Oh, it's raining, everybody. Back to the music now.
I love that if you search for Todd Pettengill in Google, the related searches are Scott Shannon, Sean Mooney, The other WWE broadcaster.
Is he the guy that had the testicle cancer and died? Sean Mooney?
No, he's still alive.
Who's the other?
He's the one that became, he ended up on WWOR doing the nightly news.
Yes, I thought, who's the guy that Sean Kimmerling is the one.
I don't know.
He was.
But then the other two related searches, Savio Vega and Tatanka. So random.
Hey, did you hear about that Savio Vega? Heard he got hit at a NASCAR.
Neither have we.
He does have a terrible radio voice. He sounds like a tree talking, like if a tree would have a mouth that moved a little bit. And
he really
only
does look like a tree.
Like he only let like little portions of words come out. Hurry, baby. A Scott shout in the morning, baby. He puts some echo on me when I do that. Hello there, Scott Shannon. No, that's not it.
Hold on. Hold on.
The switch, Noah.
Uno momento.
There's a lot of switches on that board. It's all right. It's not that important. Everyone, if you can find a clip of Scott Shannon, it's worth it, how bad he is. And he already... Oh, hello, Barber. Hey, Scott Shannon in the morning with you. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today, Barber. What the hell? What's that?
Sorry.
That wasn't me, Barber. I'm very professional. All right, that's enough of Scott Shannon. Fuck him. He's a dickhead. Scott and Todd in the morning. Noah works with all these people and has for a while. That's
you
why
work
she...
with Scott Shannon?
No, I mean, not Scott Shannon, but 100 guys that
oh,
exactly
I found his,
like
yeah.
His first show on CBS FM is on.
Let's hear it. Hey, Scott Shannon, welcoming myself to CBS FM, baby.
This is the opening
this
to his show?
Is gonna be fun.
This is gonna be fun, baby. To talk to a bunch of old cockers in New York City, baby. All a bunch of old farts.
Also, it's so clear he got like a facelift. But what, as someone on the radio, why do you need a facelift?
Well, he does a lot of promotional stuff.
You set the bar in this business, Scott,
and
none of us will ever forget
that. Oh, they're all
going to
kiss his ass.
We've learned so much, and we'll continue, obviously, to stay in touch, and
yes,
you'll keep us posted on what's happening with you. But we just sincerely, from the bottom of our hearts, I speak for all of us.
Hold on, time out.
Thank you.
This is his first show.
And the people are thanking him.
They're already thanking him.
You know,
yeah.
We'll
thank you for doing the exact same thing for 40 years.
That's all I got. So one more time, I got to say thank you and bye, buckaroo.
Oh, that's the end?
This is the beginning.
Was that a fucking Pac-Man sound effect?
Yep.
What is this, 1984?
Mr. Shannon, how are you, sir?
Oh. All right, so far. You know what, Joe? It's like the first day of school, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow. It's even worse than I thought.
He's cool. He says, right.
Oh, it's like the first day of school, man. He's like a bad Dennis Miller, man.
Everybody come and kiss my ass, baby.
Girl, I had to lay out my clothes last night.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure I had everything, my lunchbox.
Right.
My lunchbox. Everything in order. And then tried to sleep.
That was the hard part for me.
I did not want to be late for my first day on the job here at CBS.
I had the runs, baby. No,
you were
yes,
here
man.
Right
it was terrible.
I got here on time. I tell you what, it's because I woke up like 2. And then I woke up at 2:15.
Can you believe this guy's like, he's giving the rundown. This is his first show. This is not like he's been on for 4 months or anything.
Yeah.
He's his first.
Hello. Yeah, we're still on.
Okay. The board went out. He's already, like, out of shit. He's already talking
about...
Yeah,
he's already talking about waking up.
I woke up at 2 p.m. today, baby.
Bad. All right, Joe, what's going on in this horrible snowstorm?
He slipped and broke his hip.
Okay, we should stop listening.
I'm sorry. I'm fascinated by horrible the radio guys. I know it might be annoying to the audience, but...
I completely understand.
You know, Noah... I'm glad you could join me here on the Scott Shannon program. I was wondering if you could tell me how innovative I am, man, and you could basically give me some compliments for my great radio career. Go.
You have a really great voice.
Oh, thank you, Noah. That's very kind of you. And what's the weather like out there?
You're the radio professional. You should be telling me that.
That's the wrong answer, Noah. You're supposed to tell me Scott Shannon is great when it's raining, and Scott Shannon is great when it's sunny outside, man. That's the way you do it.
Oh, my God. The other day, I was walking down the hallway, and Mad Dog Chris Russo was turning the corner, and he almost, like, just bulldozed right through me.
He did a Tony, what's his name? Tony Stewart?
Yeah.
He ran you over. Gotta get to a meeting now, I'm sorry. Guys, I'll have a chat. Ah, it's a joke.
Chris Russo, that's a sports guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Mad Dog.
Yeah.
Darren does his impression perfectly.
I don't know about
if
perfect.
You wanna
he's a little worse.
Know what he sounds
when he gets
like.
Angry, I think I can do it better. It's a joke, Mikey! What are you talking about? Get out of here! So Noah works with all these kinds of horrible, like, you know, Opie and Anthony. And, well, you like them. I don't want to act like you don't like them. That's me saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But all these, you know, all these fake voice radio DJs.
Well, I
think
Opie and Anthony are like just sound normal. They don't try too hard to.
Yeah, the voice on
people.
Them is not, you know. But just I feel like they're just such clones of every you know, morning guy, basically. I think they're clones of like the shock guys, like Howard Stern, you know.
But they're not limited on Sirius. Well, okay, yes, there's Howard Stern. Let's not compare anyone to Howard Stern.
Well, have to compare because they're doing his act. I mean, I feel
like it's maybe started like that, but now they just go and bullshit about anything. There's no rhyme or reason to
it. Yeah, I didn't listen
to
their show when they were on terrestrial radio. I just started listening a few years ago.
Yeah.
All right, I won't talk bad about Open Anthony Miller. I'm sorry.
Like, they're not my personal friends.
Oh,
they're
really?
They're just nice people when I met them.
Oh, okay. Well, they're not that nice to people they are of different races because they like to use racial slurs against one of them does.
Yeah, he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah, he's not on the show. He's crazy.
So what is it, just Opie now?
It's Opie and Jim Norton.
Is that the show's name now?
It's Opie and Jim
for now. Oh, so is he going to come back?
No.
I don't think he's... No,
no way.
Yeah.
He's not coming back. He already started his own podcast and like his own website, mm-hmm. and he's like promising to tell all the dirty... scandalous things. That's serious.
Is it hosted at piercingmetal.com?
It's hosted at his house. Like,
yeah, it's like, no, he built this amazing theater in his house. It's not even a joke.
It looks somewhat legit. Like, it looks, the theater looks legit, but the stream is kind of,
okay.
It's just like a Ustream.
I'll tweet him to email you about that.
Yeah, I think that. No, but the place looks really nice. And actually, I listened to one of their, or watched one of the test episodes. And it was just him taking calls. They're like, hello, what do you want? Yep, this is us. Okay, next call. Hello, what do you want? Yep. Yep, we're doing this now. Yep. Okay, hello, what do you want? Like, okay, why do I need to watch you on the phone?
Well, that's not going to be his show.
No, I know. It's just like to test to make sure everything works.
I really want to listen to it, but it's like $6 a month, and I don't think I'm going to pay
for it. Oh, yeah, that was the best part of it, is that like he's charging
for
it.
Yeah,
he's
got to make money.
And I love that my favorite thing about it was he was like, oh, and it'll definitely be less than Sirius. And I'm like, well, I would imagine so, because Sirius offers hundreds
of
fucking channels for $15 or whatever it is. So you better be charging less than that for one show.
Yeah, what is Sirius, 15?
Something,
like
mine's
going to
be $14.99 for one channel. I know Opie and Jim is already a better fucking show than Opie and Anthony, I'll tell you that. Because Jim Norton's actually funny.
Yeah, but Anthony is crazy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I
think insane is the...
But he's not crazy in a way that's entertaining. He's just a dick.
Sometimes he goes off and it's like pretty entertaining rants.
I guess. All right, I won't argue. It's a matter of taste.
Yeah. Well,
you're wrong.
I'm too high to argue with you right now, Karen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Noah.
Don't we have to call somebody?
Oh, yeah. Wow. We know how to burn through 20 minutes quick.
Yes, literally and figuratively.
Hey, can I call up Landfill, Phil Hall of Canada?
Is it Phil Hall, H-A-U-L?
No. It's H-A-L-L.
Well, that was... He probably got high and forgot about us again.
He's probably like, who the hell is this? I'm imagining a voice coming.
He's calling into the Anthony podcast right now.
Why does it keep ringing?
This is the landline.
Maybe this is his voicemail.
Well, accidentally called 1984, and it's a rotary phone on a desk somewhere.
Okay. Weird. All right.
Scott Shannon wouldn't let this happen, Rob.
Hang up, let's do something else now. Play a song or something.
Weird. All right, hold on.
Maybe you should text him and then try to call him.
Maybe. I'll do that right now.
You want to go to a music break while you do that?
Nope.
No. Let's keep chatting. Any other guys at any other personalities at work, Noah? I know at Sirius they just launched a stoner channel.
Reefer Radio.
Reefer Radio. is there pot all in the halls of Sirius now?
than before? Just at Shade 45. In a certain office that I'm sure you know about.
I always thought, wasn't it Shade E45? Like the E means M&M. That's what I thought it was when they first started it. I know they all say Shade now, but I remember it being Shady.
Not serious customer service. I don't know.
You could come on. Now you're going to be standoffish with me, Noah? What did I do to you?
I don't have an answer. I don't know. You asked me that before.
Let's call up M&M.
Okay. What's the number?
646-929-1357. Oh, call us up.
That's not M&M's number.
Injection. Yeah, that's M&M's number. Call up and ask for M&M. That'll be great. I just texted him, waiting for a text back.
Todd Pettengill said, landfill is coming off a 3-day meth binge a la Seth Putnam.
Untrue. He does not do meth. That I know of.
Not true.
He's never offered me any meth, I'll tell you that much.
Todd Pettengill showing the same journalistic integrity that he showed with the WWF back in the day.
Wait, so what did he do on wrestling?
He was like the reporter. Yeah,
he was like
straight
Gino
man.
Cohen.
The straight man.
And then he went to radio?
He was always on radio, like even during his WWE gig.
He also hosted Shotgun Saturday Night. Remember that?
What's that?
It was like they used to go to nightclubs, and they would do wrestling shows inside of nightclubs in
New
York.
With, like, dancing and stuff?
No, they would just do a wrestling show, but it would be inside of a nightclub.
So like at Webster Hall?
Yeah.
Or
the Mirage?
Have you ever been?
They did one at Penn Station, which was really weird.
What?
Very strange.
At, like, 11 o'clock at night? Yeah.
But they had it decorated like a nightclub anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, I did go to one. I went to the Penn Station one, and I went to one of the ones that was in a nightclub, and it was really weird. And I actually saw Vince McMahon yell at Sonny.
Oh,
I was there.
Did you hear what he was yelling at everybody?
They were just ready to cue, like, to come in from a commercial, and then she said something that she wasn't supposed to say, and he just looked at her, and they actually didn't come back, and he threw his headset down, and he said, "God damn it!" I think he said, "God damn it, Tammy," or something like that. Just yelled right in her face. Pretty great.
Well, we just have a great user who just joined, and his name is THCBSFM. and he goes, "We're lighting a fatty up here on THCBSFM."
Cousin Doobie.
Cousin Doobie here. Smoking all the reefer on
Cousin Doobie with you.
CBSFM.
That should have been Reefer Radio.
Yeah. Isn't it? Isn't Cousin Brucey on that shit?
No. But they should have someone called Cousin Doobie.
I have a bong shaped like Elton John's head on CBS FM, baby. CBS FM. Sorry, I'm senile, Noah. I apologize. 60 years in radio. Fuck Scott Shannon. CBS FM.
Someone in the chat says they know Sway and they can get him on the show. Actually, David Otunga knows Sway.
I bet he does.
Let's do it. I challenge you. I'm calling your bluff. Get Sway on the phone right now with his schmata. Noah, weren't you supposed to ask Sway about his schmata?
What's underneath the hat?
Yeah.
Or just grab the hat one day and run. Yeah.
Just grab the hat and do a 40-yard dash.
Oh, my God. I could never do that. I could never.
You're right. You have a job. What you have to do is, like, Sid works not... Oh, he used to work not too far from you, but have Sid meet you for lunch.
Sid
and
actually
have him
works,
do it.
No, Sid works from home now because his office is infested with roaches.
What?
What?
Is it because of Sid? Did he bring food there and leave it overnight or something?
No. He was telling me that, like, it got so bad that, like, one of his colleagues was sitting at her desk and a roach fell from the ceiling onto her shirt.
Oh, my God.
Are you talking about, like, water bugs or, like, little cockroaches?
No,
like,
roaches. The building is infested.
Oh, that is so gross.
How is that? How does that even happen?
So
because it's an old building, like, around Canal Street.
I was just imagining, like, a roach could fall in your mouth. Like, there is a probability.
Or in your hair.
Is there, like, a dim sum place over his fucking office or something?
Yeah, there's probably just a food place at the
ground floor.
Yeah,
where they keep all the meat, like, on the street, and it attracts all the rodents and roaches. And you know Sid is, like, terrified of bugs. He can't be around them.
Is that true? I didn't even know that.
Sid is so terrified. I remember when we used to live together...
Oh, you did tell me this.
If there would be, like, a fly, he would run out of the room.
A fucking fly?
And it's,
are
like,
you serious?
He's 300 times larger than this fly.
This is a
he's
fly.
Like, oh, and not only that, and I'd be like, whatever, whatever. And he's like, no, we have to kill it. We have to kill it now.
Meaning you have to kill it.
Now. Well, like, he would, no.
He
I
would
mean, like,
kill
he would,
them,
he would,
he would probably try
he
to
would,
spray it with
like,
roach
yeah,
spray.
Yes. Yes, he would bring out the spray and, like, and to the point where I'd be like, all right, you're going to poison me? Let me just get up and squash this fucking fly because you're just spraying the spray all over the place. I don't want to inhale it. It's disgusting. Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Oh, help Jeez. Me.
Please turn that off. It's really, like, freaking me out.
A fucking fly? How do you... I mean, I understand a spider or something.
Is he afraid of ladybugs?
Even like a spider, like any sort of fly or roach, anything like that, he would freak out. Like, if it's a spider, it would have been like the tiniest spider, and he'd be like, "Why?"
Probably because he's afraid that while he's sleeping, it would go into his mouth.
Yeah, or like in his ear.
So Sid must have some bad fucking karma if, like, roaches are dropping out of the ceiling where he works. It's like his number. It's like the Twilight
it's
Zone.
It's like one of the plagues or something.
He calls out of work. He says, "What do you mean there are locusts at work now?" What do you mean frogs are falling out of the vent?
He opens up his salad and there's a frog in it.
Oh.
That actually happened in Midtown.
What? A frog was in a salad.
Yeah, at Pret, like the one right across the street from where I work, someone paid like $8 for a salad and opened it and there was a dead frog inside.
Todd Pettengill said, Sid doesn't have to worry about roaches in his hair. That's mean.
Oh. And Sid always wears hats
anyway.
Sid has
some hair. Uh-huh.
So I was going to say, we can't really enlist Sid to get the hat from Sway. Because I feel like he's too frail. Like, I feel like he'll either get swatted down easily by Sway, or he'll get the hat and he'll run, like, very slowly away, and then Sway will just clothesline him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Sway definitely works out.
Yeah, and Sway, well, you don't know, because he wears, like, 5XL shirts and shit. I can't get a sense of what his, like, body type is.
He doesn't really wear...
He could be a fat bastard. You can't really... I'm not saying he is, but I mean, you can't make it out, is what I'm saying. Am I wrong? I mean, I feel like I'm envisioning him like he wears these sweaters and.
No, I mean, he wears t-shirts, like standard t-shirts, and he looks like he's pretty built.
Okay, I was gonna say, have you ever seen him eat like crap?
He looks a bit
crappy
stocky.
Shit?
I don't know, not like.
I'm not saying he's fat. I'm just saying if he was fat, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know he was fat, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he takes
when you see Sway, you could be like, "Hey, Sway, are you fat?"
Maybe he takes like his fat rolls and tucks them up into that schmata on his head.
I appreciate, Noah, that you validate my absurd things by going, "I can't say that." Yes.
I got to read this from the chat. Sid should relax with a fat hit from my Janis Joplin G pen. THCBSFM, baby.
I really like THCBSFM. I think that is a
yeah,
great
genius.
Gag.
Reminds me of when I vaped with Frankie Valli, baby. See me on the memory. TH. Keep leaving that out.
Yeah.
That's the whole joke.
It's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm perfectionist.
You've been doing CBS FM for like the last 4 years.
TH CBS FM.
There you go. New call letters. So what's going on with Lancel?
He's not answering my text. Not answering my Facebook message.
Can we get the guys on the line before we promote anything ever?
Yes.
Or why don't you just play back the Metal Sucks podcast that he did, and we'll just pretend it's our interview. We'll just talk over like the other two guys.
No, we'll not talk over them. We'll chime in like we're there too.
Let's do that.
It would be too obvious if we just talk over them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't really want to give them our airwaves.
Okay, Chuck and Godless could get them. This is fine.
I got a comment in the chat that's going to piss Rob off.
Uh-oh.
You guys need to get on Getting Doug with High. You might not be famous, but it would be entertaining.
I would love to be on Getting Doug with High. It's basically a show where you just get high for 45 minutes.
Doug Benson?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just the part about you not being famous, though. I thought you'd be upset.
Oh, no.
Rob's kind of famous. I mean, he's more famous than the guy in the chat, so.
He's a micro-celebrity. We discussed this.
That's how I like that. I don't think I'm that famous.
Rob doesn't have definitely doesn't have a big head about being famous or being, recognized and stuff. I have to say that.
Yeah.
He's very modest about it.
But sorry.
It's okay.
Just finding this clip. But yeah, no, I don't care.
What is this, the Scott Shannon show? I'm kissing your ass.
I don't think I'm famous. I don't think that's a thing at all. I think I get recognized in metal shows, which makes sense because I run a metal website, but otherwise. Although I do get recognized at some odd places, I got to tell you. Sometimes it's weird. I went to get barbecue with my mom, and the server recognized me.
My gosh.
I'm in a band.
Where was this?
In the city.
Was it a nice place?
It was a really nice place.
Not that good.
Dinosaur barbecue?
It was in the East Village. No. I'll look it up because it was very good.
Uh-huh. Give him a plug.
Yeah.
So did he give you anything like an extra rib or something for being who you are?
Mighty Quinn's is the barbecue place.
Oh, yeah. I ate there, I think.
No, he didn't. But when we went to another barbecue place, for some reason, people at barbecue places recognized me because I got recognized again and again. I was with my mother, and the guy gave me my entire order, like my meat order, comped, because he was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. You do great stuff for the metal scene." And this was like $60 worth of meat,
and he paid for it then because he's not the fucking boss, right?
Well, he was like the head butcher or something. Okay. I don't know.
Wow. Nice.
I think, or either that, or like he gave me like some crazy discount on the weights.
Yeah, I think
I forget what it was, but like I paid basically nothing for a lot of food.
Good. I got recognized like maybe 6 years ago, but I was on the train, I was on the subway, and this Mexican guy comes up to me, and he goes, "Sinister Sasha."
No way.
Yeah, but I didn't have the wig on or anything.
That's
like,
amazing.
He just, from my face, like just sitting there, knew it was me.
Did you respond to him in Russian?
No. I said, yeah, that was me. And then he got off like right away.
Cool.
Anyway. Did you ever get recognized and the guy said, "Hey, Metal Misha"? Oh, it's always.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten that. Like, not if. The most common. Recognizing thing I get is someone turns and goes, "Metal Injection."
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I've seen that happen too.
Sure,
yeah.
That's fine. I'm fine.
But like you're metal, like they're just pointing at you like you're a thing.
Like your name is Metal Injection.
Yeah, but you know what? Like initially, I was kind of like I was thrown off by it, but then I'm like, who cares? Whatever. They're recognizing the brand that I'm pushing anyway.
They're not that articulate.
They probably just got nervous.
So I'm just like, "Oh, thanks for checking out the website. What else could you really say?"
Well, it's nice that you at least say that. Like some people would just keep walking and nothing.
So I should be like, "The name is Rob. I am a human being. Okay, I'm more than just a web property."
Well, Rob keeps walking plenty. Don't worry about that. He does that a lot.
I'm always like, "Thanks for watching. Let's run. Let's go." Let's go.
It's like 50-50. Half
to
the
be
time.
Fair, also, 95% of the time, I'm so stoned where I cannot be social, where I'm like, I don't want to talk to this person. Get me out of here!
Yeah. I know, yeah.
It's hard to pretend that you don't see someone when they're like 6'7". You know, when you know the person's watching everything you do because you're that big, you know.
Right, that's when being tall is pretty crippling, right, Rob?
You can't fade into the crowd.
Yeah, it's like it can be kind of weird sometimes, like when like I'm at a show and it's the end of the show, so I'm already like at the point of no return of being toasted, and then like the lights come up and like people are turning around, like going outside, and we're walking. There's nowhere for me to go, and everyone's like, "Oh, dude, you're the Metal Injection guy, bro. Check out blah blah blah." The other night at the Summer Slaughter show, some security guards stopped me. I'm like, "What? What? I'm not even doing it." He's like, "Bro, can you check out my band? Here's our CD." Like, "Oh, sure."
"Oh, sure." He's fucking throwing the ground stomping.
And then
it.
He found it in the trash.
Usually I don't take them because I'm like, you know what? I don't want to waste your money because I'm not going to listen to it. But no, I took it.
It'll go to callers when they send us something.
That's true.
We'll get that.
It'll be used as a coaster in my friend's house.
How much space in your house did you clear out using this podcast by giving away CDs to people?
Oh, well, not only that, like, you know, we do that Comic-Con booth with the Metal Flux guys now, and we just bring all of those CDs, and they're like, "Oh, if you buy a shirt, you get a free CD." And they don't know what they're picking up.
I didn't even know you went to – did you have any, like, stories from Comic-Con or anything?
Last year?
Stuff that happened?
Yeah, last year was mostly that I kept seeing, like, 80s wrestlers.
Oh yeah,
at booths and
Virgil.
Like, yeah, Virgil was there, and I would do those those like self portraits, those selfies.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Like,
I didn't know that was Comic-Con. I remember happening. But
gonna try to do more of those this year with whatever wrestlers are there. Highlight of the weekend for me.
I didn't realize that was that what that was.
Yeah.
When is Comic-Con this year?
I want to say October 13th through 16th, but those dates might be wrong, but it's like the second week or whatever of October, and we're going to be selling some exclusive Comic-Con merch there. It's going to be exciting. We got some good designs.
Do you have any shirts with Sid's face on them?
I'd buy one.
Yeah, me too.
I poop so much with Sid's face. That's what I want.
Not even a Metal Injection logo, just Sid's face, and yeah. I poop so much.
Can we get that done?
Yeah, we could do a whole run of a live cash shirts on like Cafe Press or something, but we don't have to actually print them. They'll just be printed on demand.
I want this too.
I spread applesauce on his latkes.
Oh, this is a good tour shirt for Sid.
Kings of Leon are so shitty. Oh.
Can I get that?
Sid's
angry face and then Kings of Leon are so shitty on a shirt.
Yeah. I think we should do it. I think that would be a nice like birthday surprise for Sid. When is his birthday? Oh, it passed already.
Yeah.
Maybe like as like a Christmas gift.
Maybe.
David Otunga said Kings of Leon got into a bus accident. Is that true?
I don't know.
Where was Sid?
They're not a metal band. I don't follow that.
Hopefully Sid wasn't involved.
But chances are he probably was.
Flashing tires.
Did you hear from Landfill?
I did not. So let's do a music. Oh, I do have the Metal Flux podcast queued up here. Is that voice? Is that sound up? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
I've been fortunate enough to make a lot of music, and I'm fortunate enough to have my music be heard by a lot of people out there. And I'm happy about that. You know, it feels good to not be toiling away in complete obscurity.
That's great, Phil. Well, thanks for calling into the show.
We have many listeners around the world that can hear your music.
It motivates me to know that there's some fans out there that are really looking forward to the next piece of music that I put out. So
they're also
I just want everything
forward to talking to you on the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob, what's the number?
Noah, don't interrupt Phil, please.
The number to dial is 646-929-1357.
Be kind to our guest. All right, he's nice enough to call
I just
in.
Have to give out the number
because
right. I'm sure they want to talk to
you. It'll be really good, and I work really hard to make sure that it is.
Well, what do you feel motivates you? Is it a fear of being?
That's Chuck. What a great radio voice. He
why
has.
Do you why'd you cut him off? By the way,
sorry.
Mediocre in that respect, or
oh,
fear of that,
up right
of that, or is it what drives you to do all this stuff that you're doing? Then the hard work.
You're a pro.
Well, I want to continue living the lifestyle that I enjoy.
I know, Phil. Don't you love smoking weed like we do smoke weed?
Yeah, like we just smoked weed.
I don't want to be on the street begging for change or anything. So you got to keep the ball rolling to make any money in this industry. I have the love and support of my beautiful girlfriend, Luna. And I have, a lot of friends that I really care for. And, you know, it motivates me to get out of bed just to sort of see what's in the future. And, you know, I have a lot of...
Phil, what's in the future?
Phil.
Aspirations.
Phil,
do more
see...
music.
Phil, shut up. Phil, do you see yourself in the future blowing off podcasts and not calling in when you say that you're going to?
That I can make, and, you know, I'm never, my creativeness is never going to fade. I feel like at this point it's been 31 years, and I still feel like a little kid, like, making.
I believe the term is creativity, Phil.
A drawing and showing it to my friends, you know, and it's just sort of, I'm just wired to be creative.
Well, and you get to have fun, you know, playing with some projects. I mean, you got. I don't want to say that Cannabis Corpse isn't a serious project, but I mean that's a lot of fun. It's got to be a lot of fun.
I love Cannabis Corpse because it's something that my twin brother and I came up with when we were teenagers, and you know it has a special place in my heart, of course. And I really want it to be good, and I want the music to be good, and I want everything about it to be somewhat original, even though it is a kind of a play on another established band's name. I feel like it's just a nice alternative to the norm out there. And
all right. Well, you can hear that whole interview
on
the Metal Sucks podcast.
Wait, he's not really calling in right now?
I thought he was on the line.
I thought that was him.
We're doing like a dual interview.
Oh, yeah, that was him.
Thank you for calling us. That was a weird way to wrap it up, Rob.
Sorry, Phil.
I just want to make sure that it doesn't let the death metal headbanging pot smokers out there down by...
You won't, Phil. You'll never let us down.
Yeah, just keep smoking.
Being subpar.
Well, Chuck
hey,
and I
man,
were talking
it's
earlier
all good,
about
man.
Yeah, about how it's interesting. Like,
it is interesting. You're right, guys.
Yeah.
Let's check out some Cannabis Corpse right now on the Metal Injection Livecast. This is old Cannabis Corpse. I come, bud.
Good job, Rob.
Thank you. Here it is for real.
Oh, Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
This is Slow-Mo and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Nope. Just kidding. Bet you got excited, though. Sucker. Here's another lame song. son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Sorry about that.
This week's Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Converse Rubber Tracks, a state-of-the-art recording studio in Brooklyn, New York, that's completely free for any band to use for an entire day. I've been to the place. It is amazing. It looks so nice. Top-of-the-line equipment. And any band can sign up for a free day of recording. It's super cool. Our friends at Metal Sucks recently did a promotion with the place where they gave 5 bands a free day of recording and some promotion on Metal Sucks. You can check out those tracks by searching for Converse Rubber Tracks at metalsucks.net, and you can learn more about how your band can sign up at converse.com/rubbertracks.
Say, hey, hey, here I go now. Here I go into new days. Do you bury me when I'm gone? Do you teach me while I'm here? Just as soon as I belong. Then it's time I disappear. So that you can hear more of the Metal Injection live cast.
All right, baby. We're sounding good for the archive listeners now again, baby.
Oh, boy, we fucked up.
And by we, you mean people who aren't me that had nothing to do with it.
Okay, Rob and I fucked up.
I'm just fucking
fucked up so bad.
I'll be on the team. I'll be a team player. We all fucked up.
Well, really, it was all Darren's fault.
I'm leaving now.
If you didn't distract us with your charm and your darn good looks.
I can't turn it off.
And that damn good smelling turkey meatloaf that you had.
My God, was that good. Oh, yeah. I'm having a beautiful, beautiful goat dinner tonight made by my beautiful, beautiful girlfriend. But I didn't hardly eat anything all day, so I had to have like a little piece of turkey meatloaf that I got in the store. But I'll still be plenty hungry if you're listening to this, my darling. And mac and cheese. I almost forgot. Mac and cheese and goat curry.
Mm, wow.
Oh, that's an interesting combination.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
She works very hard, so she hasn't been able to cook lately. I'm very looking forward to this.
How long has it been since you've eaten a home-cooked meal?
I don't know, a month maybe?
Wow.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I couldn't tell you exactly.
Are you salivating right now thinking about it?
Yes. Even though I just ate. I'm not saying this just because she's my girlfriend to kiss her ass. She is such a fucking good cook. She's amazing. Love her food. If I didn't like it, I would just be like, oh, it's good, you know.
Yeah.
I rave about her fucking cooking.
Yeah. You always talk about how good Jennifer cooks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's even cooked for us, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
She made
those ribs.
Oh, I can't forget about it. But beyond that, chicken wings she's made.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guacamole.
So you guys went to Maine.
Yes, we did.
This week. Any interesting fun tidbits that you want to share? I know that you immediately put on the local access channel.
Hold on.
And it was
a
Windows desktop.
I just have to give Darren props because he kept this trip such a big secret. He didn't tell any of his friends. Mm-hmm. And he surprised Jennifer with a trip for her birthday.
I had to tell her that we were going on a trip and what day because she had to get off of work.
Right, but you didn't tell her where she was going.
I didn't tell her where it was.
So how soon did she find out?
She found out as we got to the plane, the gate, the terminal.
Oh, wow.
So she looked at the arrival board and saw where we were going. That was her plan. She said, I want to find out when we're in the airport. I'm not even going to look at my boarding pass. I want to find out at the gate. And that's what we did. And she cried. I couldn't believe she hugged me and cried because she loves Maine. Like she and I told her, I love you, but I hate horrible, shitty weather.
Right.
So if we ever were going to go to Maine, I have to be like when it's hot, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, okay. And then we never talked. Like I kind of didn't bring up Maine. I would make jokes about Maine. Like I'm never going to fucking Maine. Get the fuck out of here. And I just kept misleading her, you know, and telling her. And I didn't tell her, give her any hints or anything.
Yeah.
But I kept as much a secret as possible. And then we wound up going to Maine. And it was really nice. It was hot, except for one day. It was fucking freezing up there. I couldn't believe it. It was like 55 degrees. And it was pouring rain. So even in August, Maine has to, like, fuck with you and have one shitty day. But I still had a great time. We had a great time. We ate a lot. It wasn't really much story to tell. We watched the shitty public access, which we do in every city.
What was that? Was it better or worse than Brooklyn?
Oh, it was awful and great. It was so much better than the Brooklyn one.
Didn't she say that like one show was just someone's Windows screen?
No, it wasn't a show. It was like between shows. It was like our show, kind of. They had the Windows screen displayed for like a half an hour and an error message. But no, there was this one that was like a like retards having a news show. Like they would just go up to the person and like, but they're pointing the microphone at the wrong time, so you don't hear anything.
Are they just people acting retarded?
No,
or are they
like
actually
real handicapped people interviewing other real handicapped people. That was one. They also had a talent show, like where people would just meet in the middle of the street, and they had built a stage. And there was a Russian guy hosting the
Rob,
talent show.
Is his name Rob?
His name was Artur. This is Artur. We got like rapper guy or something coming up next. All right, give it up for Native Son, the rapper.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
1, 1, 2, 3, 5. So, but that was good. It's a great time. Going to Aruba next. That's the next trip for my birthday.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. I figured out a way to get free flights. The guy told me about this. Like, you sign up for the credit card and if you use, like, if you spend $1,000 on the Delta or JetBlue credit card, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
They give you 20,000 points, which is, like, basically worth two flights, two round-trip flights cross-country or, you know, a certain amount. It's by price, you know. So you can just keep doing that and cancel the card and then do another card, and you can always get perpetual free flights that way.
Isn't there something where if you keep signing up for credit cards, it's bad for your credit?
I have amazing credit, so I don't see how it could, like, put a dent into it or whatever. Maybe if it goes down a little, I don't really give a shit.
Nice. So you're flying out there for free?
And plus, I'm not gonna do that every, like, it's once a year, you know.
Yeah.
Like I'm signing up for another card every week or
Sorry, guys. Can't do the show.
I see.
Free flight to Seattle.
I see that my girlfriend just texted me. The guys in the chat are asking what she looks like. Didn't I post a picture in the chat before?
You have.
Yeah. Well, if I get a free second, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
So there you go.
She's a lovely young woman.
Yes.
She's great.
That was her birthday trip, by the way. So, still a lovely young woman, despite being a year older. She looks about 10 years younger, I would say, than what she is.
Someone told me yesterday that I looked like I was 13.
What?
And then she said I looked like I was 16, but she was also 8 years old. So to an 8-year-old, I look like I'm 13.
Okay.
Not bad. No, you don't look 13. That would be, I'd say you don't look a day over like 29.
I don't care. I like being old.
I wouldn't mind being in my mid-20s again. Wouldn't be against it. Had a better stamina. Although now I feel actually I have better stamina because I actually exercise.
Yeah, I look way better than I did in my 20s.
But I feel like my willingness to do things was higher in my mid-20s. But also because I haven't experienced as much, whereas I would know that, like, no, this actually isn't something I want to do. But, you know, Succulent Chinese Meal writes, no AARP.
No.
No AARP.
I get it.
Not yet. Not
also,
yet.
Earlier, Succulent Chinese Meal said he went to an Indian buffet earlier and that everything was delicious. I've rarely gone to a shitty Indian restaurant. They're almost always
Have you
great.
Been to a buffet?
Yeah, I'm always wary of buffets.
Yeah, I'm worried.
I don't like buffets as much because there's less selection. You know, they have like 3 things out there in the tins or whatever.
Mm.
And you have a menu, you have like, you know, maybe 20 different things to choose from.
But with your OCD and stuff, don't you worry about people touching the food?
No, I've explained this like 100 times. Like, I don't really have germophobia. I've played that up on the show because I know it's funny, but I don't really have, like, I don't usually think I'm going to get germs from something. If I'm on the subway, my girlfriend has to remind me, oh, you were on the subway, wash your hands. You know, I don't think of that. So that doesn't bother me. Unless I saw something gross, which I don't think is OCD. It's just being a clean person. You know, like if I saw someone coughing over it, I probably would be grossed out, but so would you, you know. Like,
of course I would.
Yeah. But yeah, that doesn't bother me. It's just that it sits out there, you know, I'd rather it be made
fresh,
you know.
Yeah, you're right.
Not fresh.
Not fresh. This is Artur. The next guest in the program is Scott Shannon. Never heard of him. Old guy, something. What else is going on?
No, anything exciting this week? You're moving? You're dealing with that?
Yeah, that's not exciting at all.
New chapter in life?
Yeah. Actually, Sid and I are going to become neighbors, so that should be interesting.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
More Sid in your life? Good week.
I doubt that we'll hang out any more than we actually do.
You'll see each other just
as much. Neighbor.
Well, you'll also be neighbors with his wife, who is a sociable.
Yeah.
Sociable? Sociable? Socializable?
Social.
Sociable?
Just
that's
social.
What I said. Yeah, sociable.
Just social.
Yeah, sociable.
Uh-huh.
Social.
Well, she likes to smoke weed, but she never really
stopped.
Has any, because she doesn't really have anyone like around to smoke with.
Oh,
so we
wow.
are going to get so high.
You are going to be her enabler. You're going to be to her what I am to you.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to just have like a line between our apartments, and I'll send her a balloon of the like volcano vapor. And we'll send it back. She won't even have to come over.
It'll be like one of those pulley systems where you just
yeah.
keep, all right, pull, pull, push, push, pull, push. Oh, no, the bag fell. Someone sent Sid to get it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Sid will do. He'll just pass the joint between apartments from my couch to her couch.
Yeah. Yeah, Rob, they're mentioning that you're going to now have a long trip to do the show.
How do they know that?
Oh, I think I misunderstood what that last comment was. Well, anyway, we're...
That's not what they said. So Rob will be the only one left in Hipsterville.
Hipsterville,
or,
yeah.
Well, he really writes his Perville, but yeah. I think...
Well, that, I guess I misunderstood because I thought they were talking about how we're all going... No one will be left in Williamsburg, and we're going to be moving the show. And you're going to have, like, a long-ass trip.
This is all true and all something I've had to come to terms with.
I know,
with.
I felt so bad. I know that you complained about it to Sid, but there's nothing that I can do. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, like, I don't blame you. It's not like I'm mad at you. It's just a reality of life that I have to deal with.
But I want
to
tell you, I did think about it, and I felt really bad that you'd have to, commute so far.
Not bad enough that you didn't decide to take the apartment. No, I'm completely joking.
Very
no, it's
but
fine.
But the good part about it is that if I'm not around or something on the weekend, there's more of a chance of not having to cancel the show because you could just do it at Sid's house.
Right. Yeah. No, I think it's fine. It's great. I can totally. I've done it before. Like you lived in Bensonhurst before, and I would commute. Yeah. I lived.
But didn't you live right there then?
No, I lived in Williamsburg too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would come. I would commute too. But it's just the arch. I'm being a baby about it. I'm fully.
You're gonna have to take the N, and the N has bed bugs.
Oh yeah.
No, I won't. I won't be on the N at all. Just the R. You're off the R, right?
Yeah.
Todd Pettengill says, "Doesn't Sid live in Ken Pierce's neighborhood? That means Noah will live closer to Ken Pierce."
Oh my God! Now he doesn't
I
have to go to
where
a show
he
to. I think
Rob?
He lives in Bay Ridge as
no!
well. We've talked about this before. Hasn't Sid said he's seen
no.
Ken Pierce in his neighborhood? Where is Sid?
Wait, I don't know.
All right. Are we going to talk about the Hasidic band, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Let's totally talk about that.
Because this is, to me, the best thing I've ever seen.
So there's an all-female Hasidic rock band.
Well, rock is subjective.
Alt-rock. Well, like alt even. I'm trying to find that article, but basically, since they are Hasidic and women are not allowed to sing to
have
men,
any fun, they're not allowed
well,
to have any fun.
They're allowed fair. To have fun, but only with their husbands, not with any other.
No,
so,
not
so
even with their husbands.
No men are allowed
they're
at
not,
the shows.
They're not allowed to laugh or smile.
Well, men are not allowed to have fun either. Let's be real here. I mean, they have. The women are allowed to be less happy than the men.
Right.
But the
true.
Men don't exactly enjoy themselves either.
I but mean, the men are allowed to break the rules and come here and smoke pot and try to
not,
pick up hookers.
They're not allowed. They just do it. Like they don't get
No,
fun.
I mean like in their congregation.
Right.
It's not frowned upon if they break
well,
the rules.
Well, that's just because they don't have a husband to come home to that's going to smack them
right.
for doing it.
Well, no, I don't. I think they do that on the sneak, though. They don't, like, sit there and go, ah,
yeah.
I just got some hookers.
Yeah,
and
it is very sneak. They go to dungeons and stuff.
I'm sure I mentioned this on the show before, but there used to be a billiards hall that's in my neighborhood that's gone now. And on when Shabbos would end on Saturday night, all these scummy fucking religious Jewish kids would go there and just fucking smoke weed do coke in the bathroom. Whoa. And like the girls would be making out with each other out in the street and shit. Like they don't give a fuck. They're oppressed. They're suppressed by their parents, and it just all comes out.
Good. Well, it's ultimately because, hey, they're still teenagers or, you know, young adults.
Right.
It's just they just happen to be religious. You know,
right, but they're forced into it. Like, they have no desire to do any of that shit.
Right. So the band is called, the group is called Bulletproof Stockings.
What is with their name?
It should have been Bulletproof Schmata. I thought that would have been a much better... I don't know. What does that mean, Bulletproof Stockings?
Do you want to raise up? Here's a little interview with them that I found. Mm-hmm. This is one of them playing. And none of them are attractive, I feel.
Well, they're, of course not. They're forced not to be attractive.
Yeah.
Not that that should matter.
They're
in
all
the
wearing
music.
Wigs, right?
Most of the people that I speak to on the street when I'm trying to promote shows, well, you're just like, wait, all-girl band specifically for women without men there. Hasidic alternative rock. I can't even imagine it. It's not what you would think, but it's absolutely true.
This is a brilliant plan, by the way. The tiny amount of people who might actually like this band, take half of them and don't let them in the building.
Right.
They're not doing it for them. They're doing it for their
these Yenta voices.
I know.
The reason we're only playing for women is that their mitzvah is a commandment for Jewish men not to listen to women who are not either their wife or a family member singing. Okay. But more than that, we specifically...
What year is this again, by the way?
Just for women.
Exactly.
But see, they try to say, like, no, we like this because it's like we want to make a safe place for women. Hold on. This part is like what really curled my blood.
Women. The general assumption is that we're cutting off, but more than that, we specifically want to create a space that's just for women. Mm-hmm. The general assumption is that we're cutting out half our audience, which I suppose is true.
This voice.
I mean, there are only, like, what, 3 billion women in the world? Like, everything.
Yeah,
all
of them are going to go to your stupid show in a dingy fucking...
These people think they're...
The airport is really safe.
No. That is not an Israeli accent.
The airport is...
I didn't say it was an Israeli
accent. I was just saying they're both equally annoying. You go to the LAX, it's the same. It's the same as the airport. You know, the women can go to our show, but not the other.
When there aren't men there, whether or not people want to admit that there's that tension there, you know, or not, there always is.
And to have it in a space where women are not putting themselves in a position where they have to be seen in a certain way or objectified in a certain way.
Hold on, time out.
Wait, so basically they're like, ladies, if you come here, you won't get raped.
Yeah, but they still objectify. They're made into objects. They have to wear fucking wigs and shave their fucking head.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can only go to a show where women play.
You know what would be great? If they're, like, rocking out on stage and their wig falls off.
Explain the wigs again for our newer listeners.
When
you're not allowed to show your hair,
this
right?
is women that are married. Not like if you're married to a man, you have to not necessarily shave your head, but you have to keep your hair short so that you're unattractive, and then you have to wear these disgusting...
You have to keep your head covered, but they cover it with a wig that looks just like hair.
No, I don't think...
why do they have to cut their hair?
I don't think it's that. I think they have to shave their heads or cut their hair really short,
mm-hmm.
and then that's the rule, and then they're allowed like a workaround to wear a wig, but it has to be an ugly, shitty wig.
But again, like if you are already getting rid of something that looks like hair and replacing it with something that looks like hair, what is the purpose of getting rid of it?
Because God wants you to get rid of it.
Yeah. So, I guess I'm not asking you. I'm like posing the question to them.
Okay. Well, the kayfabe story is that you're supposed to look unattractive to other men, mm-hmm. and your husband's supposed to be truly in love with you and see past how ugly you are.
Which is so bad. It's like, why does the woman have to do this?
Yeah.
Right. Why?
Well, look at the fucking men. The men are already disgusting. They don't need special workarounds.
Fair. Very fair.
Looks like Woody Allen.
Very fair. Also, I feel like the men kind of like by growing those beards or like a friend of mine. I think I've talked about him
some
on the show.
Some girls like beardos.
Who I went to school with, went to elementary school with. You know, regular Jewish guy. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, becomes religious, and looked completely like looked like a homeless person.
Yeah, basically. Just rummaging through the dumpster outside.
Yeah.
Some chicks like that look.
Not that. Come on. I don't know one chick that likes that.
No, well, I don't think the Hasidic women like anything.
So you're saying you want Jake to take on a more Hasidic look?
No. I did ask him to grow his beard out just because it's so, like, thick, and I like it.
There are some great things being said in the chat, like
Let's
four in a row.
Let's hear it.
Capsburger said, I wish Future Islands would only play for Hasidic women and no one else.
Oh, I just saw them earlier this week. They were fantastic.
No, they weren't. Todd Pettengill said, kosher pizza and Manischewitz served at their shows. Todd Pettengill again, audience has to watch the show through a sheet with a hole in it.
Oh.
That's not true.
Well, that's why no men are allowed, because there's not enough sheets.
All right, let's hear what these yentas have to say.
Ugh. Do we have to? Can we just
I want to hear the rest of this.
Out of the distracting sexual tension.
Oh, well, there ain't none of that.
Just because there's men and women in a room, there's sexual tension.
For a woman just allows me to relax a little bit more and just play more the way I would by myself.
It's not helping the music.
It's like, because I know there's no men there, I know there's no chance that I will be raped. That's like the undertone of this whole thing. It's
really?
Like, oh, if there's a man here, you're going to be raped. Like, that's what I'm getting from their whole shtick of like, oh, when there's a man in the room, you can't
or maybe like
play
scrutinized. Because the men always judge them and, you know, make them feel inferior.
Yeah.
So they just don't want a bunch of guys yelling obscene things towards them.
But really, I mean, does that happen? You go to a fucking...
Hasidic dudes are pretty douchey.
Yeah. They're pretty
but
slimy.
But why is it that only Hasidic dudes are going to go to their show? Couldn't, like,
oh,
other
yeah, that's
men go?
True. Like
right.
Greg, our friend Greg, he would go to this show.
People would go. I mean, you know, any shitty band could get 30 people to go to a fucking show, you know?
In terms of an all-girl band in the Hasidic community, we're not necessarily but we're definitely the only that we know of that are trying to promote ourselves outside of just our community.
But you're not. They're not doing that.
Definitely something that, you know, has a crossover appeal, and it's not something that only Jewish women would appreciate.
So then why are you only inviting Jewish women to the show?
Women, and not only is it not uncoached
to
express yourself and to perform, it's something that you should do. To hold it in is to waste it in a way.
They had a show at Arlene's Grocery where any woman could show up.
That's how I feel about my farts. Holding it in is like wasting it in a way.
So then they someone from Gawker actually went and wrote a piece about it. And
okay.
I'm not going to read the piece, but I'll say that the headline was amazing. It's Hasidic Headbanging at Les Lent's Women-Only Orthodox Rock Show.
So were there any wigs flying around?
And then the insert image has a caption that says, flip your wig.
Ew.
You think they put extra glue on before they do this?
Extra double-sided tape.
Yeah. Oh, imagine ripping that off when the show's over.
The first sentence of the thing is, Chachan Meister has gone 2 years without ever... Meister.
Are they the Chacham of alt rock?
The Chacham.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Shlomo
called me the Chacham.
Yeah.
You're more like the Chacham of Mitul. Not the Rabbi, you're like a Chacham.
Chacham is like a thinker or something.
Wab is not like a Wabbi.
O-I-N-E.
We miss Shlomo.
I know. Whatever happened to him? Does anyone follow
Georgia,
him?
Georgia.
I think he wandered onto a NASCAR race and got hit by Tony Stewart.
No, he's still alive. You know, I sent him a Facebook comment to call in, and he never even, like...
Acknowledged?
Yeah.
It? Maybe he's, like, above Facebook. He doesn't use it anymore.
Yeah, I think he uses it.
Is he on Twitter?
Not that I know of.
Maybe we should just go to his house with, like, recording equipment.
Huh. Well, we have enough clips.
It's a group Facebook. Yo, dude.
Imagine his voice change. Like, he calls us back and he's got, like, a really deep voice.
Hello, Lob. This is Lob. I'm still hearing a pet in one ear. Don't make Jewish jokes, first of all. Of course.
I like that low pitch Shlomo. Lomo.
Oh, he hasn't posted on Facebook since the end of June.
Maybe he's not alive anymore.
Oh, China,
hey. China,
Shlomo.
Hey, guys, I joined a death metal band.
Part of the kingdom of the dead. Never miss. Put up. And live. No. Amon Amorph.
Aren't you, so he hasn't posted any. Maybe he got a new Facebook profile.
Maybe you're right. Didn't add you.
Join. Shlomochina.
Scott Penninger with another good riff. Shlomo probably had his arranged marriage already.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe his wife is going to that that show, the Orthodox show.
Oh, or maybe he's waiting outside for like an autograph or something to meet them after.
The hookup.
I also wrote my favorite headline, maybe of all time, earlier this week. And it is, Kid Rock does not have Insane Clown Posse's glass dildo.
Well done.
Thank you. And the story is that a former employee of Psychopathic Records, the label that Insane Clown Posse owns, is suing the band, and an employee by the name of Dirty Dan Diamond for sexual harassment.
3D.
Because when Dirty Dan found out that this girl was single, he tried to give her... Oh, he told her that he had a, quote, fat cock and would like to fuck her.
Okay.
And so for some reason, Andrea didn't really like that.
Not everyone has the best game, you know.
Yeah. And so when she changed her Facebook status to single, Dan eloquently gifted her a glass dildo.
Another D.
Telling her she needed it because she's single.
Is he really saying, like, you know, you're a lesbian, you don't want to fuck me?
Oh, I don't think so, because Dan, apparently in the suit, it says that he also gifted other female employees with vagina tighteners.
What a nice guy. Really?
What are, like, vagina tighteners?
How does that work? How does a vagina tighten?
What does it do? Like,
what's
the
face
you...
Rob just made? No fucking idea.
How do I know?
Me, you're asking?
Yeah, like, I've never used a vagina tightener, Noah. I can say that with full certainty. That is a drop. I don't know. I feel like maybe it's like, you know, those thigh workouts? Maybe there's one of those for the vagina?
Kegels?
So you put it, like, inside... And it, like, hooks onto your walls and...
Just
no, I think it's a cream.
He's very thoughtful.
Oh, it's a cream. Yeah, the, okay,
you
that
know.
Makes sense.
Thoughtful gift.
So, anyway, with the harassment suit, in the harassment suit, they wanted to subpoena the glass dildo. And so...
Put it on the witness stand?
Dirty Dan said that, as evidence for this case, which is so stupid, Dirty Dan said, oh, I don't have the glass dildo anymore. I gave it to Kid Rock.
It has to be a publicity stunt.
And right? So both prosecution and defense subpoenaed Kid Rock, and Kid Rock was so pissed off, he wrote a letter to both of them, mm-hmm. First of all saying that he does not have the glass dildo, and then basically calling them douchebags and saying that they're exploiting the legal system and running his name through the mud for something he has nothing to do with. Mm-hmm. And it's very rare that I say this, but I agree with Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't understand why they're, like, how would he have the dildo? Didn't the guy give
Dirty Dan, no, he offered to give her a glass dildo. She turned it down. She did not need the glass dildo. And then Dirty Dan said he then gave that glass dildo to Kid Rock. So then the prosecutor's like, we need this dildo. Get Kid Rock in here.
It's like Clarence Darrow. The Kid Rock is like Ted Nugent minus any musical instrument proficiency.
That's accurate. And minus any pedophilia, let's be fair. He never married.
Well, it wasn't pedophilia. He got the consent of the parents and everything to marry that girl. It wasn't like he kidnapped a girl.
But yes.
Why do the parents...
Fair. He did not kidnap
consent.
A girl, but he did become a 13-year-old girl's legal guardian.
13? No. She was 17, I thought. Not that that's not creepy as well. It is, but I'm pretty sure she was 17.
I'll look it up right now.
It's still very creepy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying I don't think he's a pedophile. It's different. If she was 13, then I totally agree with you.
Let's see.
If she was 25, it would still be pretty creepy because he was like 50 or something.
He's a kook.
Oh, okay. It was a 17-year-old.
And again, just for the record, that's still
not okay.
Not, you know, it's still, it's just... Not
that's slightly less bad.
Yeah, right.
But it's still pretty bad.
Still pretty bad.
But I mean, a 13-year-old is still
13
a fucking,
would be like
a baby.
At least, did she want to marry him?
Yeah.
Yes, and she went to her parents and got the parents' permission, and the parents agreed, and she married Ted Nugent. Completely creepy. I'm not arguing with
you.
It's okay. In 1978, Nugent began a relationship with a 17-year-old Hawaii native. And due to the age difference, they could not marry, so Nugent joined her parents in signing documents to make himself her legal guardian.
Oh. That is sick.
Yeah. Well, is there anything against if you're the legal guardian of somebody?
And having sex with them?
Yeah, is that like illegal?
Yeah.
That was shocking. And then Nugent divorced his second wife with whom he had a wife. And then he got sued for child support. What a great guy.
Terrible guy. Terrible person. But Kid Rock is also a terrible person.
At least he takes care of his kid.
Did you see that movie he made with Sean Penn, like a short film?
No.
Where it's like Sean Penn's a liberal and Kid Rock's a conservative. And they go into a bar together, and they have a beer, and they like, you know, become friends. And it's like you shouldn't hate people because they have different views or whatever.
Sure.
The worst thing I've ever seen.
Does he hate people who have opposing views, Kid Rock?
No, I think that was the point. Like it was a character. It was like, you know, they were saying conservative idiots should like befriend liberals.
Oh, you could just watch it. It's like a free 10-minute video.
Okay.
But
I think I'll spend my time doing something else.
Oh, here's a 53-second version of it. Let's see.
Okay.
Queuing it up right now. It's Kid Rock.
If it's interesting enough.
Sean Penn. Let's see. Oh, this is like a news report about it.
I think I'd rather hear flies buzzing in Sid's office.
Open change, huh? Working folks are just hoping to have a little change left after your boy here, oh bummer, gets done taxing them to death and redistributing the wealth.
Was it Goebbels who said, tell a lie 1,000 times, it becomes the truth?
I don't know about that, but it was Ricky Bobby who said, if he ain't first, you're last.
Did you write that yourself, or Halliburton just printed on the back of your pay stub?
A short film posted on YouTube.
Oh, I can't take her voice either. Bring back the Jewish women.
A short film? With Kid Rock and Sean Penn,
I say,
talks about the difference between conservatives and liberals.
That was pretty good.
Sean Penn battle out their political differences.
Me dreamt of coming over here for 19 years, and I'll spend 10 more fighting to become a citizen. Yet you fools squabble and mourn.
See, the foreign immigrant is smarter than everyone here because we don't appreciate our freedom by having different views and debating them. We should be like all the wise people who don't give a shit about anything and just happy to be here. What?
Well, you know how earlier we were like, oh, hey, now everyone can listen to the rest of the show, fine.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lie.
What happened?
Can I tell you something? So I went to go meet my friend, and we smoked before the show, and I'm like, you know, usually I don't like smoking before the podcast because something always goes horribly wrong. You know, like I need to not be high before the show so that I can check everything and just double check. And I'm like, you know, it'll be fine this time. And
nope.
It wasn't.
So basically the whole show is going to be in mono now.
Except for these last 10 minutes.
Well, I can make it stereo, but it's going to be really shitty quality. It's going to sound like we were in a garbage can.
Why don't we just wrap up? Seriously, why bother?
Because we can give them 9 minutes of really good sounding audio.
Great. You can just play music.
I'm very sorry. I'm not even going to make excuses.
It's just bad. It's okay. This will be like a treasure trove.
Yeah. We should just make sure to never... Well, did we smoke before the show? No, we smoked during the show. So that wasn't even...
We smoked like right at the start of the show.
Yeah.
And I smoked before the show.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So we'll blame you.
No. Fine.
It's our viewers who deserve the apology. Or our listeners, I guess, because there's no video here. But the other side of it is, if you listened live, you heard this fantastic show perfectly, clearly. There was no issue. Mm-hmm. I'm avoiding looking at Darren because I don't want to.
Listen. No big deal. Not my business.
Darren is still going to get to eat goat and macaroni and cheese.
Very shortly.
At the end of the night.
Succulent mm-hmm. Chinese meal says he listens with his eyes. So I guess he is a viewer of the live cast. All right. Well, I guess we should wrap up just because this is just getting awkward.
Bury the head in the sand. You know, it's like suck it up when you're baseball game and you're down like 14-0, and they just pull all the regulars.
Mm-hmm.
You just get them tomorrow.
Bring in the third string players.
Yeah, get them next week. Throw in the towel. Wave.
All right, interns, come in here. You guys always want to be on the show.
Hey guys, join the intern.
I'm lying. I was just me doing it.
Why don't we call the guys from the Metal Sucks podcast and just have them finish this one. We have like 6 minutes they could fill.
If Godless or Chuck are listening, please call us up. 646-929-1357. That's the phone number you can call to be on the air with us on the show.
We'll just sit here and wait.
I just can't believe. First we had a caller that didn't call.
Yeah, this might be the worst show we've ever had.
Then the show went out twice.
Yeah.
Not once in the first hour, once in the second hour.
You know what? It's all Sid's fault. Because if Sid was here, things would be way different.
No, if Sid was here, the same exact thing would have happened, but Sid would have gave Rob so much shit about it that it would have been awesome. We should get him on the line.
Call him up, Noah. I can't do it.
Oh, I can't do it from my phone. My phone's not connected.
All right. Oh, don't you have the soundboard?
Oh, wait, I can just call him from my speaker.
No, hold on, I'll call him.
We'll get this one part right.
Imagine his phone rings in the middle of the wedding ceremony. You take this woman to be a... Oh, fuck. What would his ringtone even be? I don't...
It's probably like... Dun, 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 dun,
it's
dun,
the
dun.
Musical version of Comic Sans, whatever that is.
I poop so much. I'll blow you for $10.
Hey, this is Sid. I'm probably busy screening my calls right now, so leave a message and I'll get back to you when I'm done with that.
Unbelievable, Sid. I don't
think the message started yet.
Oh, no, I hung up on him.
Oh.
Okay. We don't need to...
You know what? Let's not say anything about it. Mm-hmm. And next week, if he says...
I already texted him about it.
Oh.
I wanted to get him to call in.
Darn.
Later on.
Because we could have tested to see if he actually listened, because you know he would give us shit for it.
Sorry.
I will do my best to EQ it so it sounds a little bit better than
Polish that turd, Noah. Polish
it. No skin off my ass.
And big thanks for this week's sponsor, Converse Rubber Tracks.
You want to read that plug again? We have 4 minutes.
No, they only paid for two.
Okay. All right, Rob. This is fun.
This is good. This is a good way to wrap up the show at this studio.
Yeah.
Next week
we'll be at
the new studio.
That means we'll just now try extra hard to recover from this debacle. So it'll be a really good show in the new studio.
Which will actually be Sid's house for the first podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're squatting in Sid's house first before our studio is ready.
Yeah.
Wait, that should be fun. I've never been to Sid's house.
So it'll be Darren's first time at Sid's house.
I've never been to Sid's current house. I mean, Sid's had me over at his old house where Rob lived with him.
I'm surprised you were never there. They have a very nice place.
Never been there. Uninvited, quite frankly.
Oh.
No, I haven't. Just never happens. Never got together. All right, everybody.
Well, it's been a great show. Maybe we'll get a landfill on, although I think we're going to give up at this point.
No.
2 weeks is a good sign of a moving on.
Todd Pettengill says we should get Sid's wife on the show.
Yeah, well, now that
he
might
said he doesn't want her on the show.
Oh, he doesn't want her, or she doesn't want
her. Or she doesn't want to be. I don't know. It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Well, she'll be in the house.
She's
so
interesting. She can.
Yeah.
Oh, next week maybe we can get her in. Yeah. Unless she leaves, she might just leave. During
she's time. Interesting all in her own right.
Yeah, she's
and
a
then,
wonderful person.
And then she could also talk about Sid.
The way that she tells stories about Sid, it's
I've
it's
heard. I've obviously been around her several times, but I've heard third hand that she tells many great stories about Sid, and I haven't heard one yet, so I'd love to. Well, Noah, give us one that she told.
She told me a story about Sid and a bug, and she had to like come home and clean it up for him. That was a good story.
Sid does not like bugs. We need to get like a toy roach and just like
and put on his chair,
drop it on Sid as the show's starting, and just see his reaction. I think that would be nice.
I don't think that would be nice for him, though.
David Otunga says, speculated that you're moving because Jake kicked you out. That can't be true, right?
No.
Okay. He's very angry today. He was saying a lot of mean things in the chat.
Well, he's upset that you played his clip or something, right? You didn't pay him royalties.
Oh, yeah.
No, we didn't get that Limp Bizkit.
Tough! Suck it. El Duderino wants you to bring your sister on the show.
Yeah. Maybe.
Spanky the Hippo in the chat says he lost his iPod up as often as he used to. Well, Spanky, you don't just have to listen on the iPod. You listen on your computer. You can call in 646-929-1357.
I think that's a lost cause to not give the number.
It's a good point.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's listening now. He's in the chat.
All right. Well, now we're officially done. So we'll be back next week. I will try to get a guest on who will actually call in. And Sid will be back. So it'll be a fun time.
And congratulations if you made it through the whole show.
Yep.
With the shitty quality.
And I'd like to apologize. I feel very bad about it.
We all feel bad about it.
And hopefully the fact that I feel bad about it is enough for you to be all right with it. But we'll be back next week. And hopefully you'll be back next week as well. Darren, will you be here?
I don't know. I'm going to have to reconsider my options.
Aww. He's going to join the Metal Sucks podcast.
I have a deal in place with the Metal Sucks podcast. I may bring my sound bites over there.
Will Darren be back next week? There's only one way to find out. That's by tuning in.